I'm Barbara O'Brien, Chief Curator at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. I'm here with the artist Eric Furtman in conjunction with the opening of his exhibition, Here's Your Hat, What's Your Hurry? At Kemper at the Crossroads. Eric, welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you, Barbara. It's good to be here.
You've made a choice, although you were raised in Boston, to stay in New York City. Do you feel like that had a direct impact on your opportunity to be represented by a gallery? And how does that connect to the nonprofit or alternative world that you are also a part of?
Since coming to Kansas City a day ago, I realized that maybe I should have moved to Kansas City when I got out of school, because it seems like there's a lot going on here. But I think it really is about being part of a group of people and staying connected with them, because one person gets their foot in the door and then they pull their friends in with them, or they say, hey, take a look at my friend's work. I continue to be lucky, and then I was in the right place at the right time. But now maybe there are thousands of right places.
Let's talk a little bit about the exhibition, Here's Your Hat, What's Your Hurry? The exhibition is comprised of both three-dimensional sculpture that range from a rotary telephone carved in exacting replica that's 5.5 by 10 by 9 inches to Sandman, which is stained oak, steel, and horsehair, which stands nearly 12 feet tall by 2 feet by 1.5 feet. Do you think about the relationship of the scale to the viewer or to you as the maker?
There's something that people respond to in a human-sized sculpture. The experience is more visceral, and I'm all about the feeling you get when you look at a sculpture and an intense connection with that object, as opposed to maybe the ideas behind a sculpture or the context of the sculpture historically or anything like that. You could divide contemporary art into generous art and then art that you need to bring something to understand. And I have nothing against the art that you need to bring something to understand, but I am very interested in art that is generous.
That relationship between generous art and needing to bring something to it gets at a central dynamic in your work, which is the relationship between work and play, between images that seem captured from everyday life and images that move back into a kind of strange nostalgia for childhood, the soft serve ice cream cone, the shape of televisions. All of these images are captured both in the sculpture but also in your drawings, which are called test patterns, referring to the pattern that used to signal the end of a broadcast day on television. What is your fascination with these things that are nearly obsolete?
The fact that they're nearly obsolete allows me to use them as forms that have a past but are also leaving our world. I can incorporate them as windows into my work and lead the viewer into my world through them, but at the same time, they can become my own forms and shapes. And some of the newer works, I'm even trying to abstract them a little bit more. They'll also be slipping more into my own personal imagery and the world that I'm trying to access.
You really cross-pollinate in terms of art historical and pop culture elements. The abstraction of the foot, which comes for you from the scholar rock and the footed base upon which scholars' rocks are placed, but also Philip Guston and perhaps Felix the Cat. What about that relationship between pop culture, the comic, and high art?
Maybe it's a very contemporary notion, but in a way there's no difference anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all fair game. Mm-hmm. And I see the craftsmanship as a way to link it all together and keep it from being too many disparate elements all crash-landed together in the work. It's very much of today.
Your work is extraordinarily finely resolved, almost a Martin Perrier-esque element of seams that are invisible, all kinds of joinings that are perfectly resolved, in forms that in another artist's imagination could have been resolved more quickly. What helps you keep connected to that craftsman-like element, and what motivated you toward it initially?
It's funny, but I never really think of myself as a craftsman in that sense. And I have to say, I work incredibly quickly. Some of those sculptures are made in a week or 2 weeks. And for me, the craftsmanship is important, but only in the service of the sculpture itself. Mm-hmm. And I would never make something for the sake of craft. And I only want the level of craft to be adequate to make the sculpture visually engaging. And if that required some messy woodworking, I would do that too.
Earlier in your career, you carved or formed your sculptures from maple and poplar, and you embellished or painted the surface of the wood in what we might consider to be a decorative or patterned way. Now you use oak and apply only a coat of pigmented wax to the wood, showcasing the grain. This seems very connected to a high modernist tradition of Barbara Hepworth marbles or Henry Moore stone pieces. Do you feel connected to that tradition?
Not so much as I feel connected to maybe the Brancusi tradition or even ancient Roman marbles. In sculpture, the material is important. One of the problems I was having with the earlier painted work was that it was about the surface, and I really wanted to give the work more depth. Looking at Brancusi or even the Chinese scholars' rocks that I love led me to focusing on making the work more about the material. It's part of the history of sculpture, and it's part of what, as humans, we respond to. It could have a stronger impact than something that was wholly created from my hand. I like to collaborate a little bit.
Eric Burtman, Here's Your Hat, What's Your Hurry, is on view through July 28th at Kemper at the Crossroads. Open Fridays from noon to 8 p.m., open until 10 p.m. on first Fridays, and Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m.